Right Kind of Wrong by Amy Edmondson. The one-sentence summary. All of us are fallible, but we can use this fallibility to create a life of never-ending learning. What the book says. We used to think of failure as a problem to be avoided at all costs. Now we are often told it is desirable, as in fail fast, fail often. But neither approach distinguishes the good failures from the bad, so we miss the opportunity to fail well. The author is the originator of the term psychological safety. The most successful cultures are those in which you can fail openly without your mistakes being held against you. Better teams don't make fewer mistakes, but they are more able to discuss them, which increases learning. Where psychological safety is low, low standards lead to checking out, and high standards lead to avoiding risks or covering up failure. Where psychological safety is high, low standards lead to enjoying the status quo, and high standards lead to failing well. Most of us go out of our way to avoid experiencing failure, and it is possible to calculate the wasted time and resources created by our failure to learn from failure. Failure is an outcome that deviates from a desired result. Errors, synonymous with mistakes, are unintended deviations from pre-specified standards. And violations occur when an individual intentionally deviates from the rules. Learning to fail can teach us to thrive. There are three archetypes of failure: basic, complex, and intelligent. Basic failures are the most preventable, especially by using a checklist. They tend to be in known territory and single cause due to inattention, neglect, overconfidence, or faulty assumptions. You can address these by befriending error and vulnerability, putting safety first, catching errors, and learning from them. Complex failures have not one but multiple causes and often involve some bad luck. They are multi-causal, can consist of many little things, and there's no point looking for an individual culprit because there probably isn't one. An external or uncontrollable factor often enters the mix, and they're generally preceded by small warning signs that are missed, ignored, or downplayed. Intelligent failures are good ones that are necessary for progress. They are often the domain of scientists and inventors, and are usually hypothesis-driven. They usually take place in new territory, are opportunity-driven, informed by prior knowledge, and mitigate risk by being as small as possible to start with, leading to learning. The contexts for failure range from consistent, in a known environment, to variable, where different things may occur, to novel, where something has never been tried before. The most common failure types are consistent context equals basic failure, variable context equals complex failure, and novel context equals intelligent failure.